This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. This is still holiday weekend in the U.S., which celebrates Martin Luther King Day today. His son, Martin Luther King III, continues pushing for voting rights, this time in Arizona. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
He and his wife and daughter joined a march Saturday in Phoenix and told a crowd that Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema cannot simultaneously express support for voting rights legislation while also blocking approval by refusing to change the Senate's Jim Crow-era filibuster rules.
15th Amendment that gave formerly enslaved people the right to vote in 1870. That didn't have bipartisan support. Should former slaves have been denied the right to vote, Senator Sinema? I'm just applying her logic here and showing that is not logical at all.
Audio courtesy KNXV. King also spoke about the importance of no celebration without legislation. I'm Julie Walker.
French far-right presidential candidate Eric Zemmour was convicted on Monday of inciting racial hatred over 2020 comments that he made about unaccompanied migrant children. A Paris court ordered Zemmour to pay a fine of 10,000 euros and several thousand euros in damages to anti-racist groups. The former TV pundit, who is running in April's presidential election, is drawing fervent audiences with his anti-Islam, anti-immigration invective. A six-year-old case investigation into the betrayal of Anne Frank has identified a surprising suspect in the mystery of how the Nazis found the hiding place of the famous diarist of 1944. A team that included a retired U.S. FBI agent and around 20 historians, criminologists, and data specialists identified a relatively unknown figure, Jewish notary Arnold Vandenberg, as a leading suspect in revealing the hideout. This is VOA News. China's birth rates declined to their lowest rate since the ruling Communist Party took control in 1949, despite policymakers easing the long-standing one-child policy. Data released on Monday by the National Statistics Bureau shows that China's population stood at 1.4 billion people at the end of 21, with 10.6 million babies being born that year as well. The declining rate puts further pressure on Beijing policymakers to deal with a declining workforce to help support a rapidly aging population. Authorities in 2016 revised a policy enacted in 1980 that limited families to just one child in an effort to restrain population growth. Iran's foreign ministry confirmed on Monday that three Iranian diplomats have arrived in Saudi Arabia to represent Tehran in the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. A report by Iran State TV said the diplomats arrived several days ago, marking the first time that Saudi Arabia is receiving diplomats from Iran since 2016. That's when Saudi Arabia severed relations with the Islamic Republic after Iranian hardliners attacked Saudi diplomatic missions in Iran. Iran has long said it's ready to reopen its embassy in Riyadh. President Joe Biden will meet virtually with Prime Minister Kishida Fumio of Japan on Friday. The meeting comes as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus continues to surge. The White House said on Sunday the meeting will take place to highlight the strength of the U.S.-Japan alliance. North Korea is testing missiles again, with more from the Associated Press, Charles de la Desma.
Korea has fired two short-range missiles into the sea in its fourth weapons launch this month. South Korea's military says the suspected ballistic missiles flew around 236 miles on a maximum altitude of 26 miles before landing off the country's northeastern coast. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command adds the missile launches have highlighted the destabilizing impact of the North's illicit weapons program. Some experts say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is returning to a tried and true tactic of pressuring his neighbors and the U.S. with missile launches and outrageous threats before offering negotiations meant to extract concessions. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The Omicron surge has not yet peaked in the U.S. Dr. Vivek Murthy, the U.S. Surgeon General, warned yesterday on CNN's State of the Union. The next few weeks could be tough, he cautioned, but noted that there's been a drop in cases in some locations, including New York and New Jersey. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.